Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Call fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday, right here on Gwynn and Chris, on your home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
And it is Friar Fridays, and that means time to visit with Padre player. And today we are just so fortunate to have with us the reliever of the month in the National League, Mr. Kirby Yates. First of all, sir, mahalo for the time.
Well, mahalo for the introduction.
Hey, very well done. Now that we got that out of the way, congratulations on that award. I'm sure you're the first thing you want to do is let all your teammates in on it, because you know darn well that you can't win that without everybody doing what they have to do to set you up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as much as I get the recognition for the award, it's not really my award. I'd say it's more our award. You know, saves mean wins, and that's probably a huge reason why I got the award. I got a lot of saves, and I don't get those saves if it's not for them.
Kirby, I have to ask you about the other night. You make a pitch to plate. Francisco Mejia comes up out of the crowd and puts a BB, and everybody was just fascinated with the throw, it being right in the slide path and perfect throw and all. But I don't think many people knows how much your life was at risk there.
Yeah,
that ball went by your ear. I mean, man, half a ball to your left. We are having a different conversation right now. We might not be having a conversation right now. Did you notice? Did you feel it go by your ear?
I had no clue. No.
Wow.
I just turned around and saw the throw and, like, couldn't believe that. I'd never seen anything like that. I mean,
amazing.
The throw was right on the money. Thought it was going to hit the grass, you know, and short hop Kinsler, and he caught it right at his knee, and I was like, whoa, that's an absolute cannon. But, yeah, flirting with death. I don't know. Next time I need to hit the deck, I guess. But I thought I kind of timed it up right, where I could kind of, like, poke my head up, you know, and miss the throw. But I don't know what I was doing. But.
Yeah, because you were in good shape until the last moment. Then you poked your head up, like
yeah,
you said. And then the ball just happened to be there right at that moment.
I was kind of waiting for them to run. It looked like, you know, I was like, all right, they might run here and kind of take a chance. I'm like, go ahead. I don't know if you guys seen
this guy's arm.
Yet, good luck with that. And sure enough, they went, and he threw an absolute laser beam down the second base, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was one of the best throws anybody's ever seen. Kirby Yates is with us, SDCCU Fan Hotline, Friar Fridays, and I just wanted to ask you a little bit about working with Darren Balsley. The more I think about it, the more I notice it, the more I go back through the years and see all the pitchers who've had so much great success under his tutelage, and I wonder what it is, because you played with several organizations, several coaches, what it is about Darren that maybe sets him apart from some of the other guys you've worked under as pitching coaches.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think he's afraid to coach guys at this level. I think some pitching coaches, you get to the major leagues and they don't want to put their hands on you because they're like, hey, you got to the big leagues doing it your way, you know, you should just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
The hard part with that is you fall, it's baseball, you play every day. It's really easy to fall into bad habits and stuff like that. And I think the great thing about Darren is he's not afraid to coach. He makes sure that he's coaching you and he's always on top of it and watching you and, you know, making sure that you stay out of those bad habits. And anytime you have a question or you're like, hey, you know, Darren, I feel like I'm doing this, and he's like right there on top of you. He always has an answer, and the answer's, it's amazing of the way the words that he uses to kind of get through to you and, you know, get you back on top of the ball or whatever it is. It's different than, you know, other people have told me in the past, but it makes total sense every time he says it.
His attention to detail is crazy, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. I mean, he doesn't miss anything, and, you know, he can break down a delivery with the best of them, but he doesn't like to get mechanical. That's the great thing about him. Learning how to pitch and pitch selection is something that, you know, he's taught me, and I pick his brain nonstop about it. And the way he can dissect at bats and hitters is, you know, second to none.
Kirby, I know you've mentioned that, or we spoke a little bit earlier about the Reliever of the Month award and how it's a team achievement. But for you personally, considering your path to get to this point, what does it mean to you personally?
I think it's cool. You know, it's probably the only award I've ever won in big leagues. So. I think that's cool. But, you know, on the other hand...
You have plenty of room for it on the shelf? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I got a wide-open room, if you want to call it. But, you know, on the other hand, it is April, and there's still a long way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to get an award at the end of the year, I think that's something that you look back and you'll be extremely proud of.
Well, you're certainly off to a great start. It's been fabulous to watch you pitch. I just wanted to ask you, and I hope it's not out of line to ask, because you've been through so many organizations who've basically have given up on you or not given you the opportunity. And I wonder, did you ever get close to thinking maybe it's just not meant to be for me to make it into the major leagues? Or was that a thought that never crossed your mind?
No, absolutely. I think right before I got claimed here, when I got designated by Anaheim, it was kind of like, all right, this, you know, it's either I'm going to have to grind my way just to be, you know, kind of that 4A player, or not knowing what to do, even, you know, mentioning Japan, where I might be going overseas. And, you know, that opportunity was starting to present itself and looking like a, you know, something that I might have to do. And fortunately, I get claimed by the Padres, and, you know, I get off to a hot start, and, you know, here I am a few years later, and, you know, extremely blessed and fortunate for the opportunity that they gave me. And, you know, it's kind of hard to put in words, but here we are. And, you know, we got a really good ball club this year, and it's been a lot of fun.
One more before we let you get out of here, Kirk. We know you got to get started on your day. Everything that we see on TV, you know, when they get into the dugouts, you guys really seem like you guys enjoy each other's company. What is it about this particular team that may be different from other teams you've been on?
I think as a collective group, we all enjoy having fun. And we all kind of put, you know, our first step forward into kind of make it fun on a daily basis. And I think it's neat because it's not just one or two people. I mean, we got the whole team. You know, the whole team wants to have fun. Their whole team's doing their part to have fun. And on top of that, I think we're all having even more fun when we win.
Right.
And I think we love that feeling, and I think we want to keep that feeling going, obviously. And basically, you know, we're a month into this, and I think we're starting to find our personality a little bit more and more every day. So, and I think it's a blast. I'm enjoying being a part of it.
Kirby Yates, multi-award winner now. Next time you win an award, we can call you that.
Yeah, perfect.
Congratulations on Reliever of the Month. Thanks so much for joining us on Fryer Fridays. Love having you on, and great watching you pitch all year long the last couple of years. And I hope that there's many more awards to come.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.